It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Deborah Hickey, mayor of the city of Battlefield, Missouri. Deborah, I understand that Battlefield has been designated an autism-friendly city. Why did the city leaders decide to pursue this designation?
In 2016, one of our aldermen was Dr. Linda Barboa, who worked for Springfield Public Schools and was very involved with autistic children. Dr. Barboa came to me and said, you know, autistic children and their families face a lot of difficulties. And I totally agreed because I am the grandmother of a severely autistic grandson. And so we started talking about what could we do to try to make things better and make communities more aware of the issues that autistic families are facing. And out of that grew a proclamation that was presented to the Battlefield Board of Aldermen, and it deemed Battlefield that we would be an autistic-friendly city. And there's no criteria for that. It's just what we established ourselves for our city and in working with Dr. Barboa. From that, we were very surprised at the response because we had phone calls from people not only throughout the United States because it was picked up by national media, but also we had calls from other countries wanting to know what they could do to move to Battlefield and be someplace where people understood and had empathy with families with autistic individuals.
So what has the city done to become autism friendly?
We've tried to be sure that all of our staff, our law enforcement, and also the fire district that works with us, that all of those officers and firefighters have been trained. We've also offered trainings to the restaurants and the churches and the retail stores and have done quite a bit of training with Walmart to try to educate people about the primary things that come into play with autism. Now, as most people know, autism is a spectrum. It goes from someone who is not visibly different or challenged in any way. And the example that a lot of people use is Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory, who would be a very high-functioning example of an autistic person, all the way down to the very low end of the spectrum, which is where my grandson is. He's 17 years old. He does not speak. He doesn't know how to care for many of his own bodily functions. And he operates at about the level of a two-year-old.
What specific procedures and structures and accommodations has the city made in addition to training? Have you done any other changes to the city procedures or to the buildings or to the activities in the city?
We do an annual Easter egg hunt and have made changes to that event to make it more friendly and accepting of individuals with handicaps and with autism. Things such as having earplugs, trying to keep the chaotic side of it down, and then also making it accessible for young people in wheelchairs. So just trying to make it where it's more comfortable and that our community is aware that this is what we're doing. So trying to be aware of issues that handicapped people are facing. You know, you can't always tell if someone has a disability by looking at them. A perfect example, a friend of mine that's disabled was at a local theme park, and a person came up to her because she was waiting in the disabled line and said, "You're in the wrong line. You need to go get over there." We reminded her, you can't always tell when a person has a handicapped disability.
So the things that Battlefield has done have also benefited people with other disabilities and challenges as well as autistic people.
We are hoping so.
Yeah.
What we've done is just try to make our community aware so that we are a more welcoming community. We are a community that's more accepting of people with disabilities. I know for my grandson loves pizza. So we often go to the Godfathers in Battlefield because that staff has been trained. And if he gets a little loud or he starts doing some of his repetitive movements that he often does, nobody looks at him. Nobody worries that this is a terrible situation or a dangerous situation. So that works out really well. So we feel like our community has really grown in the area of acceptance towards individuals with any type of special need.
Well, this just sounds like a wonderful thing that your city has done. And I appreciate you coming in and talking to us today. I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri, and our guest has been Deborah Hickey, Mayor of the City of Battlefield, Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.